Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome back to Wrestling Daft. And I know it's been a while. But we're back, you know, we've been very busy and there's a reason why we haven't been able to speak to you. There's been a lot going on behind the scenes. My name's Rab Florence. Producer John McNally is here as well.
Hi, Rab.
And of course, the main man, the man with a plan, your man Grado. Is that, how you doing, Grado?
It's funny because I've just got to my hotel in Inverness, which by the way looks right onto the runway at Inverness Airport. I've just saw an EasyJet flight take off. 2021 livery. Heading down to Bristol, and it's the gimmick in Inverness where there's only one way to go on the runway. So what the aircraft has to do, it has to basically glide to the end of the runway, turn back in itself, and then take off. So it was interesting watching that. But as I say, I just checked in. I said to my missus, I says, "Oh, good hotel and all that." And she said, "I says, but I need to go. I'm going to do Wrestling Daft." She said, "Is that podcast still kicking the ball?"
Are you, why are you in Inverness?
We say Scotland's Greatest Escape Series 2 starting. So,
oh, aye, aye. Well, that'll be good. And is your co-host there as well in Inverness?
I don't know if I don't see co-hosts.
All right. Well, because you're a roving reporter type of vibe, right?
This year is a bit different. This year, I don't know how much I can go into it, but I've got a bigger role this year.
Okay, there's a slight change of format this year.
Slight change of format, mate. It's kind of the way it was. I mean, I'm sure you watched the full series last time around.
I've never missed it, mate.
Right. So a lot of it has been chopped and changed, and how each location is judged, and what type of locations that we're going to, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know how much I can tell about it. I know you'll be desperate to find out, but I'm going to bite my tongue on this one. I'm probably going to be bite my tongue on quite a lot of things you're going to be asking.
No, you
me.
Fucking won't, mate. No,
I
you
am
won't. No, you won't.
How do I know?
I know that you've also been doing a podcast about food.
Oh, aye. You've been listening to that?
Well, I've seen you about as well. No one ever been listening to it, mate. I've also, you know, it's been getting covered in Glasgow Live and stuff like that and popping up here and there in the sun. You and Crofty going about and having some, having your dinner.
We were at Mr. Sings this week for the podcast, the Rate the Plate the podcast, the food podcast. It was good, man, because Satty Singh had a hell of a lot of stories. He was telling us about how you need to listen to the podcast, but that Mr. Sings in Glasgow is very iconic. A lot of the Celtic players and Rangers players of the year have went in there for their dinner. And Satty's got a good relationship with a lot of football players. Do you know that Michael Beale gave Satty Singh his 55 league medal? As a gift.
No.
Aye,
really?
John, see, he went down to Aston Villa with Gerrard and the wedding in November, and he come back up on Christmas Eve, and he said to Satty Singh, he said, "Are you going to be in on Christmas Eve?" And Satty said, "Aye." And Michael Beale said, "Come in on Christmas Eve and gave him the medal." So I got a wee hoodie and a wee show tit.
That's how much it meant to him.
Exactly.
That's how much it meant to him. He gave it to the guy that works in the restaurant and goes to eat in.
But Sai's son is named Oleg. Is that a true story, isn't it? Because the next person that scores for Rangers, I'm going to name my son. So it's Oleg Singh. Is that correct, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, who he's wins, he's got an Oleg and he's got a Mark after Mark Walters. Because each year he would, because I think his missus got him pregnant around about the same time. And each time the win was due was around about the New Year Old Firm game. And he said, whoever scores a winner for Rangers or whoever the next goal is going to be named after it. So we've got so there's Mark Singh and there's Oleg Singh after Oleg Kostensov. Brilliant. Any Rab?
There are other places you can get a curry.
Where?
I'm just saying, just run about in the city, there's other places you can get a curry. I'm just saying, that's what you do when you, because we're not doing an advert. I'm just saying it's like the other curry places are available. That's what they're saying.
Do you know, that's the BBC line, isn't it? You know, if you're ever going to advertise, you need to kind of wait up and go, oh, but, you know, there are other, like, if you say, you got this thing in Asda, you need to turn around and say, but also you can get it in every other supermarket as well. You're towing the party line. Why are you towing the party line? Because Scott's Series 3 is in production.
Scott's Series 3 is in production. I'm being a good boy. I'm a BBC boy. But let me tell you something this BBC boy wants to talk about, though. Scott's Series 3 is in production. I've been working with Big Jester as a wrestling contact there. And he's been brilliant, as usual. And hopefully that'll be on before the end of the year. However, there's a mere pressing concern.
Aye, I've got a pressing concern, Rob. Why do you look like Crofty?
Because I'm playing Crofty in the Scots this year. I'm playing Crofty.
You've got a beard.
I met a lassie, by the way, that knows you and Crofty.
Oh, why?
Right. On a night out recently.
All right. Who's that?
Listen, I won't go into it too much, but she liked you. Right, so what I want to say now is that here's the mere pressing thing, right, that I want to talk about. A week on Sunday, right, there is a wrestling event happening at Wembley Stadium in London. It's called AEW All In. There is going to be about 80,000 people in attendance, right? Now, what I want to say is this. I am currently, as I do this podcast, I have got my Ticketmaster website open and I'm logged in, right? And I'm looking at my tickets, Gredo, right? And my fucking cursor on my mouse, on my laptop, is hovering, mate, above the button that says resell. My wee pointer is hovering above the resell button, mate. These are decent tickets, by the way. These are good tickets. These were £200 a pop. I got in really early. It was the early interest thing, the fucking, you know, whatever that thing is that gets you in early, right? Because I was subscribed to Fight or whatever it was, right? I got in early. Good tickets. Good tickets, easy, you know what I mean? And my wee pointer is hovering over the resell button. John, Gredo, tell me why I shouldn't click it.
Adam Cole versus MGF, main event. Sting on UK shows. The Elite versus FDR. Surprise is going to be happening.
Right, stop there. Surprise is going to be happening. Right, surprise is going to be happening.
Well, I would just imagine there's going to be a surprise happening. Because it's a massive show. There can't no be surprises. Because, let's face it, it's the biggest wrestling show in Europe. Well,
Disney have the fucking biggest card. It doesn't have a card. I'm sorry, I'm just saying it. I'm coming out and I'm fucking saying it. That card is not screaming biggest, historic biggest show in the history of that promotion. That card's no saying it to me. Am I wrong, John?
What are they up to with this, by the way?
Like, what do you mean?
I mean, do you think it's that, oh, we've got the people. We've got the people going there. Now we're just going to fucking do what we want. I mean, it should be, like you say, Rab, it should, if the biggest wrestling show in potential history, it should have an amazing card, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Come on.
It's astonishing to me.
There's Will Ospreay, Chris Jericho.
Fucking, the only person that wants to see Will Ospreay versus Jericho. Listen, I like Jericho, right? The only person that wants to see Will Ospreay versus Jericho is Jericho. I'm not interested in seeing that match. CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. I'm not interested in seeing that again. I'm not interested in seeing that again.
Did you see that at Uprising? FWA, was that a match back in the day in Coventry for you? I'm sure that might have took place at one point. No, you were at that, weren't you?
Aye, I was.
I remember that.
No, only that. I saw a few weeks ago on fucking AEW.
Mate, just think about it. But that big crowd there at Wembley Stadium pumps. I mean, British fans are already the best. I even just think with the songs and entrance music and stuff like that, the thing's going to be absolutely unreal. I think the atmosphere's got to be tremendous. It really is, make no mistake about it.
Are you going down?
I don't know yet. I don't know as of yet. John, are you going down?
No, let's talk about the elephant in the room here, right? We've not talked in this podcast for about a month now, right? There's a lot of shit went down.
John, one of the reasons why we've not been talking is it's been awkward to talk. What do we go on and what do we say? What do we go on and what do we say?
We don't know. Grado, the last time I saw you, you were getting smacked over the napper by Jeff Jarrett in a studio down in London.
No, the good the lovely thing about the talk sport, I got a guitar earlier, the dish, and actually, I was wearing clothes that I had just bought for my honeymoon, fought to a pretty penny, kind of hide debt, and basically, whatever he... So, my clothes are ruined. The clothes that I wore that day are completely ruined. There's glue for the guitar that has held for whatever reason. Right, basically, it smashed on me, and I've got chards that have ripped holes in my clothes. Bits of glue's come off. Slight concussion. Do you know what was quite poetic about that? About being in talk sport was the fact that 21 years ago, I went on talk sport one Saturday night in my grand's room. I know you know the story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where I came on and went, where can I train to be an SR? Where can I train to be a professional? And I got given advice and where to go, and that sort of kick-started everything for me. So being in the talk sport studios, I had to be at talk sport studios when Jeff was there. I was invited along. I overstepped. The deal is, a lot of the social media clips have been edited in a way that you don't actually see that. So the reason that you see Jeff Jarrett hit me over the head, he took a comment that I said the wrong way. But if you watch the videos that they uploaded, it's because I said he looks like a fucking Auntie Jackie.
He looks like your Auntie Jackie. Is that what you said?
They've cut it all before it because
right.
What I said on the show was, I said, it's quite appropriate that I'm here and I'm with Jeff Jarrett, a guy that has done a lot for my career. I said, this is a guy who gave me my dream by booking me in America on an American international telly. And he booked me when he was in charge every time he could. Then he sobered up. And that's what I said. Then he sobered up. And I thought he would take that as a slight, I thought he would see his banner, but obviously never. But then then I tried to cover my arse instead of going, but he's a good guy anyway. You know what I mean? He also managed Jackie. the way it's edited in the replay, if you listen to it live, you hear me kind of there, arrest it. And then I think the Auntie Jackie comment was the final straw, and I got battered all the head with a guitar. But it had been a great day before it, leading up to it, because I'd been with him at the press day. He'd been doing press interviews for all the kind of different media outlets. When we got to Talk Sport, I'm very proud because there's a Talk Sport punch machine. You get the punch machine and you punch it and it goes and they ask every guest to come on. Every guest that comes on, they give them a shot at doing a punch. And so obviously at number one it's Paddy McGuinness. What?
Anthony Joshua.
I don't think he was on it, but there was like Paddy McGuinness and there was
Paddy McGuinness, was it?
He was up high. What'd you call him? Bo Selecta? What'd you call Bo Selecta again?
Be Francis.
Mm.
Keith
Lemon. He was doing the bottom. John Hartson's got a good dig on him, but I was mortified because I'm not a puncher, man.
I thought you would have a good punch on you, actually.
Well, here's the deal. I was like, look, here's a guy. I don't want overexposed doing this, and we're filming it for social media. I said, I don't want exposed. My punches, my digs are feeble. And then I know punch fuck it. And it went, and it beat the big shows.
No!
I've got a harder crag than...
Why are you mentioning the big show?
What?
Why are you mentioning the big show?
Because he was on the deal. He was on the... And then Jeff done it. This was all before it kicked off. He done it. and he never got anywhere near me. But then the cameraman that was filming us, he done it, he bit his beef. Fucking hell, man. Wait till Jim Cornette finds out about this, man. Fucking the cameraman's got a better digger than the parents put together. So then obviously that happened. I went to a local medical centre. Get myself checked up. What are you laughing at, John?
Oh, sorry.
Are you laughing at? You're as bad as the two fogies we were in the studio with.
Yeah, come on now. Like, smart, these guys. Come on, we're trying to sell an angle here. And then Hawksby and Jacobs are giggling away. For goodness sake, man.
Come on, can you blame them? Let's be honest, man. I mean, see when I listen to what's your back. What's your headphones, mate? What's your headphones, mate? They're pissing themselves.
Should I sell my tickets?
Yeah. No. Because I think it's got to be a good experience for you. I think you and Jen get down there the night of four, go for a lovely meal. Why don't you take her where you took me?
There's a train strike. There's a train strike the day before.
Have you not booked your travel then?
No.
Rob, come on, man. It's a week. I mean, see the end of the day. How many wrestling shows has Jen been?
What am I going down to watch? What am I going down to watch?
You're going down to look.
Did you see Dynamite last night?
No, I never. Listen, let's clear this up.
It was fucking rotten.
Let's clear this up. In the words of Dennis Stamp, I'm not booked. I'm not involved.
Right, there you go. I'm fucking selling them. Listen, I'll tell you something. I'm a wrestling fan in Britain.
Mm.
Whatever else I might be, award-winning TV writer, performer.
What awards you won?
An arsehole. I can't do that. Well, I've won a couple of awards, RTS awards. I know them.
They don't count.
Do you not win a Scottish BAFTA as well, Rab? Does that not count?
Have I? I don't think I have, no. Anyway,
I've won a Scottish BAFTA.
Yeah. Regardless. Whatever else I am a British wrestling fan in Britain, right? And if they had put that card up, this is what I keep asking myself, if that was a card that they'd put out fucking 3-4 months ago when this was announced, I'd have looked at it and I'd have went, nah, paying for travel done, nah, paying for a hotel not, nah, no idea. Because that, to me, was not a fucking card that they should be presenting. Sting, I was looking forward to seeing Sting. Sting in that match. And then last night, did you see Sting on Dynamite last night?
No.
He's doing fucking Joker Sting.
Well, that's the best.
On Dynamite last night. Listen, I'm out. You think I'm going to go down? I'm all out. You think I'm going to go down to see nae fucking harm him, Adam Cole in the fucking main event?
Good guy.
Great guy. Fucking sweetheart, but it sounds it. But that's not what I'm fucking... Listen, see all week, this event's happening a week on Sunday, right? And all week, all anybody's been talking about is CM Punk and fucking CM Punk and they talking about Hangman Page and the fucking Bucks and all that and Hangman and Kenny and they still having a good urn on it. The fact that all that drama's going on and it's all anybody in the wrestling world is talking about and they can't fucking get it together to have had CM Punk and fucking Kenny Omega in that main event. I think it's an insult to the British fans that they two only in that main event, that they two fucking professional wrestlers couldn't get it together on the biggest stage. And listen, I'll tell you something. The biggest fucking stage that CM Punk will probably ever be on again. And they can't get it together to get their gain is fucking CM Punk versus Samoa Joe again. By the way, I will say again, I love watching Samoa Joe. And by the way, the matches will probably all be brilliant, right? The wrestlers, a brilliant roster. People performing out of their skin. The matches might still be great. I don't care about the fact the matches will still be great. That way that show is booked. That card that has been fucking presented to us, for me, Grado, is not worth the money that I need to spend to go and see that show.
Unless one of our friends who's on this podcast was booked on said show, then it would be worth going, wouldn't it?
You can see that in Right, I'll tell you what, right? I have to admit, it's funny, man. I'm taking my missus' part here, but I've not kicked the ball in wrestling for a good couple of years. And man, my Twitter's been funny these last couple of weeks, man. Even last night, I woke, because obviously I got up at like 4:40 to the radio, and there's like people for the last 3 weeks in Dynamite, there's like folks. I think Edo's turning up next, and podcasts and all that. I've listened to some podcasts. Guy, fucking great, now. Kenny Omega hasn't had a match, and fucking great now. Has had a fucking match with fucking Jeff Jarrett. Okay, he's over in Europe, but fucking great now. I've said nothing, man. I've seen like folk have sent me graphics, and people are sending me stories, and man, I've just sat there. I've had people text me congratulations, and people like, and I've just sitting here just going, "Aye, mate, cool, mate." Getting a wee thumbs up. No, I've not liked one comment, but I cannot. My Twitter is blown up every day. People think that I don't know, but listen, there's another plane coming into land.
I'm you hear that? No gone, Tony Khan. I'm no gone. I've got two tickets. And let me tell you, folks, if you're listening to SNU and you're wanting a couple of decent tickets for fucking AEW, and maybe you've got tickets and you're right up in the nosebleeds and you wish you were up a wee bit closer to see the fucking 5-6-man matches that are. Eddie Kingston's going to be a wrestler. I'm going to have to watch him in a fucking set. I want to see Eddie Kingston in a fucking singles match. I love Eddie Kingston. I want to see Kenny Omega in a fucking singles match.
Listen, if he's a listening, guys, If there's any podcast listeners still out there in the world of wrestling, that wrestling that, don't be lit rap, man. This is wrestling coming to Wembley for the first time in 30 years. Sting's going to be there. Samoa Joe, you're going. CM Punk's going to be there. The matches are going to be tremendous. It's going to be some atmosphere. There's going to be some surprises along the way. Just enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. It's going to be a great night of wrestling. Is that a
heard, by the way, no for Grado, but I heard for another source what one of the surprises might be. That was nearly enough to sell my ticket right away. Right? I am fucking out. I'm out. Because what is there for me? Nothing about it makes any sense. And I know there's been all this. You know what's been exciting to see on the internet? As you've got some of these people going, AEW fans, and I'm an AEW fan, by the way, right? I'm one of them. AEW fans saying, fucking shut up. Like, you'll just be glad to see them. Just be glad to see them. Like, that's fuck off. That's not what wrestling's about. The whole point in wrestling is that you heat up rivalries and you give people dream matches. And can you imagine if the fucking WWE every year at WrestleMania just going, yeah, well, fuck it. Everybody's coming anyway. They can just fucking go out and fight MD. What's the fucking point? It was a disgrace. And it hasn't been said enough. It was a disgrace.
It's a disaster.
It was a disgrace. That fucking promotion. Selling tickets for that show for as long as they did without a fucking card. It is a disgrace. It is something that a fucking shit-ass wee promoter in fucking Maryhill would do. A shit-ass wee promoter in fucking Coatbridge would they? A shit-ass wee... And, you know, the truth is, the fact of the matter is, the promoters that we know that did come up through the Maryhill, like your fucking Dallas and all that, they put the Celts out. We didn't know how to put the Celts out. This is an unprecedented thing. It's like, come and see the wrestling. Well, there's naked. What matches would you... we'll tell you later. We'll tell you a week before the show. You can fuck off.
Catch All Elite Wrestling Dynamite this Friday at 11 PM on ITV.
And listen, this has been a very pro AEW podcast. A very pro AEW podcast. But let me tell you, for new one, this is going to be a fucking pro WWE podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, interesting that so I don't know if you know this, but All Elite Wrestling have relationship with Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Right? Oh. I don't know if you know this. Madonna, her library is owned by
Warner Brothers.
John, what else you been up to?
I know much.
Right, hold on, Gredo, you booked.
I tell you, no.
I'm selling the tickets. I've not clicked the button yet, but I'm selling them fucking live on this show. I'm selling. And I hope this, listen, I hope this goes around the fucking world, this. The fact that an AEW fan, a guy who used to chant for Tony Khan, he used to sing "There's Only One Tony Khan" on this podcast. And I am now going to, live on the podcast, resell my fucking tickets for All In. Putting that attendance down for 80,000 to 79,998. Because hey, the matches he's putting out there, let me tell you something else. See the MJF that's turning up. MJF, I fucking love MJF. See the MJF that's turning up to Wembley. You know what I was looking forward to? I thought, see, the minute this show was, I thought, I can't wait to hear MJF booting into this London audience. We're not even going to fucking get that. Because he's changed. Or we'll be able to sing Jungle Boy's music when he comes down. That'll be great. He's fucking changed his thing, I know.
Hey, John.
Gredo.
That was a good start for filming the weekend, wasn't it, Everton? That was a good result for... That was a good result for film, was it not? Hey, that was a good away for him. 79th minute. Good start. Good start.
It was Madonna's birthday this week as well. Do you know that?
It was. 65. She's looking good. She's looking great.
Picking up her pension.
I'm doing it, boys. I'm going on the new. Listen, but has anybody ever resold tickets on Ticketmaster? Has anybody ever done it?
No. I don't buy tickets.
Crap. It'll be good. It'll be an event.
I'm not going.
Are you seriously about pushing the button on this?
Aye. I'm going to date the new. If you don't believe me, I'll take a fucking 40. I'm doing it.
Wow.
John, you know to keep in touch with George Bowen, he's sending him a restaurant voucher.
I see George.
Hey, George Bowie's coming on the Scots.
Oh, I heard this. I did hear this that you said.
We booked him. We booked Bowie.
I heard this. He told me. He asked me about that and he came up and said, oh, I've just heard this about this program in the Scots. And I went, that's Rab Show. He went, oh, is it?
We're getting George Bowie and we're getting the saxophone player that played at your wedding. Really?
Is that what you were asking me?
Oh, right. Wow. That's amazing.
Mate,
can I just loved him that much, the saxophone player.
Did you take a wee bit of inspiration from my wedding for an episode? I'd love that if you did.
No inspiration for the bit. Well, a wee bit. I suppose a wee bit because...
You can... Don't you need to... Like, it's fine.
No.
That's nice.
No, I suppose a wee bit because...
At
the end of an episode... Oh, this is kind of spoiling it. But at the end of an episode...
Who was the two guys that played at my wedding?
George Bowie and that saxophone guy. But...
Do you want the fucking...
We've also got a fire breather and all that as well. You don't have a fire breather. We also have other people, right? But the point is...
He was isolated.
At the end of the episode, somebody goes like, oh, actually, I want it to be a brilliant party. Kind of thing. And this is like it being a brilliant party is like George Bowie's there DJing and this is fucking spoiling an episode. But anyway, so they'll be there. He was brilliant, that saxophone boy, by the way. What was his name again?
Crookie Sax. Wow. He made that.
Fantastic, man. If you want to, listen, he's a man. If you want to hire a saxophone player for your...
I obviously follow him on Instagram. I think he's a Johnny.
Is he?
Well, he had the kind of North Lancashire Council gimmick fucking pass on his... Like, you know, like the neck... And I just instantly... Well, he's probably no a Johnny, but you just instantly think when you see that somebody with a polo shirt and like a council pass, you just think, oh, he's a Johnny. He's probably not a Johnny. It's probably a social worker, I don't know.
He can play a mean saxophone, I'll tell you that.
Or a sax teacher.
Yeah, see, since we're not talking AEW anymore and Rab's just about to sell his tickets, can I ask something, Grado?
What?
Impact to return to the UK after nearly 8 years with special appearance from Grado as appearing on a wrestling feed recently. So, if you're not booked for AEW, are you booked for Impact?
Tell us about TNA, mate.
TNA UK tour is coming back. First time in, when was the last time? 2017. So we're going to be in Glasgow, we're going to be in Newcastle, and we're going to be in Coventry. Joe Henry's going to be in the show. I'm sure Moose is coming out. All your favourite TNA Impact stars. I am buzzing to be on that tour. It's good. I'm going to be meeting people that I've not seen in a while. But interesting because anytime that I've wrestled in that venue, I've always got heat for being a TNA guy. But I think the tide has completely turned now. It's like TNA is like the cool sort of undergroundy, you know, special, like kind of, what's the words I'm looking for? It's like
cult.
It's got a sort of cult following now. You're right. It's got that Twitch kind of audience, kind of, because it doesn't get as much exposure as what it did a couple of years ago. It's got there a really quite fanatic fan base, and folks seem to enjoy it. So it'll be interesting to go back and wrestle for them, without a doubt. Can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
Can we buy tickets for this event right now?
Yeah, the tickets are on sale. The ticket is on sale for the TNA UK.
Well, there you go, Rab. This is it. You could sell your AEW tickets
and buy one of them.
And buy one of them instead.
Or you could go to Beef.
Well, that depends. Do you think that Impact might actually let you know what the card is before the show?
Well, in TNA, there'll be about 16,000 matches on the card. I used to turn up, man. I'm not even joking, man. The board was like that. I were taping 37 episodes tonight. we're taping 26 impacts, 26 fucking explosions. We're doing a pay-per-view. We're doing an in-your-house. We're doing live shoot interviews. We're doing fucking, you know. Mate, honestly, it's good. Scott DeMore reached out to me a couple of weeks ago and couldn't be happier, man. Could not be happier. Happy as Larry.
I've got my tickets here. So why does it say no upcoming events? Why would it fucking say that? For fuck's sake, what's going on?
What else has been happening in the old? What else has been actually doing, John? I know that you're doing the. You know that. Do you know what John's doing now, Rab?
What he's Big Joe, but Clyde.
I mean, he's producing the football forum.
Yeah.
So good on you, mate.
Official deputy content director at Clyde One.
I love the text that I got off John about 2 weeks ago. Credo, did you announce on a pint and two shots that Wrestling Daft was finished? I didn't say that. I said we're going to struggle and see what I said. Is it not true?
This has been very true. So apologies to all the listeners because we've had a lot of comments and a lot of tweets since then. So the whole situation is Grado's been filming, Rab's been filming, I've been working mental hours because I'm launched what is now a TV show on YouTube. So it's been a bit mad. It's tell you what, it's TV malarkey though. My word. A lot harder than the old radio business.
Rab, what you been then?
Selling his tickets.
I found the thing here, right? So here it is. It was my tickets, two mobile tickets. And it gave me the option here, sell or transfer. What does that mean? Transfer, give them to somebody else, do you think?
Aye. That means you can transfer, if you were to buy two tickets for something on the mobile, it means you can transfer, I think, one ticket to the other person so they've got it on their mobile and they can use it.
Got you.
What, he's been watching it on the telly?
Oh, I've been watching lots of NFL documentaries on Netflix, Grado. The quarterback one is really good. And did you watch the Johnny football one? Johnny Manziel? That's how obviously Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano got his name, took it from Johnny Football. and like he had the world in his hand, one of the best quarterbacks, and he fucked it. He just couldn't give a hoo-ha when he got signed for the NFL.
The guy that I'm working with on Scotland's Greatest Escape has just came after in the Fury documentary, Falling About with Fury.
That's on Netflix, isn't it?
So the boy was like, I had to go to WWE in Cardiff and film it all backstage. He was telling me, like, he was like, walk backstage and he'd done a double turn, double take, and looked around fucking Undertaker's lying conked out, sleeping and all that. He was eating lunch with Roman Reigns. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't really know that much about wrestling, do you know what I mean? But it was interesting to hear him talk about the day that I'd spent there in Cardiff.
Undertaker just sleeping. Was Undertaker there? Why was Undertaker there?
I don't know if he was maybe doing a signing or whatever, because I don't remember him being on the show. Bret Hart was there as well. He says he's talked to Bret Hart.
Amazing.
He's going, Bret Hart was a really nice guy. I was trying to tell him that my brother used to put the sharpshooter on me when I was a wee boy, and I went, I'm sure he loved all that chat. She's never heard that shit before.
I had a really awkward encounter with Stephen McGinn, who's the Falkirk captain, used to play for like Motherwell and Hibs and all that sort of stuff. Anyway.
Wait, you can hear on the Go Radio Football Show.
Oh, yeah, you can hear.
At 5 p.m. every weeknight with our friends at Global Eco Energy. If you want to get in touch, get involved, send us a WhatsApp, send us a text. 0-8-8-17-17-700.
Marvellous. Anyway, Stephen McGinn, like we've started doing this gimmick with the other podcast I do, Falkirk Daft, which if you're a Falkirk supporter, is definitely worth a listen. So anyway, we've got the Captain's Armband sponsored this year. We sponsor the Captain's Armband. And the whole gimmick is that at the end of the match, when we've won or had a draw, he goes over and hands the armband to a kid, which is really, really nice. And it's a nice little touch. However, we went up for a wee picture opportunity with Stephen McGinn about the whole thing, and I asked like, to have that really awkward conversation about, it's a bit like Bret the Hitman Hart, isn't it? And his face was just blank. And then I had this really awkward conversation with Stephen McGinn trying to explain. Aye, so he had sunglasses, right? And he walked out and he handed the sunglasses to a kid in the audience. And he was like, all right, mate, aye. Brilliant. So that was really awkward.
I love it. But it's funny when folk don't know about wrestling.
Nah, I know.
I interviewed a guy the other day called Johnny Freshwater.
Who's Johnny Freshwater? Is he a fisherman?
He owns a hotel. And I know I could say was that's a fucking that's not your shoot name, is it? He said, what? I goes, that's a wrestling name, Johnny Freshwater. You know, what do you mean? And he, you know that way I'm trying. I'm just trying to say your name, and he just looked at me as if I'd fucking two heads, Johnny Freshwater.
I know.
Cool story, bro.
Rab, what are you doing?
I'm going through the process of selling my tickets.
Oh my god! Don't do it! Don't do it!
What are you talking about, mate? I'm doing it. I feel like I need to do it as well now. It's like principle. It's the principle we're hanging.
Did you hear my story about Johnny Freshwater?
I did.
Let me tell it again. I says to the guy, I says, Johnny Freshwater? I says, that's not your real name, is it? That wrestler's name.
Right, here we go.
The second time. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Here we go.
Well, they are expensive tickets.
There's the tickets there. List tickets and continue. I mean, they might no sell. They might no sell is the thing. This is the problem. This is the situation Tony Khan's put us in. I'm going to resell these now, and they won't nobody will fucking want them.
So, Grado was on a podcast where somebody live sells their all out, all in, whatever the fuck it's called, Wembley ticket. Thanks for that, Rab.
I've not pressed the button yet. It's nothing to do with you, mate.
Thank you, mate.
You're not booked.
That's what fucking Ryan Satan or what we call him is listening or whatever. Chun Shap.
Or are you booked? Are you working everybody, Grado?
Oh, Jesus fuck. Christ. Okay.
This has come down to the end of the podcast now. Is Rab selling his tickets or he's.
Is it all work?
Everything's a work, brother.
The button's pressed.
Oh, no.
I've done it. It's asking me.
I'm not being funny. I'm not being funny now, but it's general. Take her out, take her down to Harrods, take her for a fish tea in Harrods. You know what
listen,
I mean?
I've taken my wife to London. Listen, we went to see Billy Joel, had a great time. I'm not going to take her down to sit for fucking 5 hours. 5 hours watching multi-man matches.
Mate, you took her to fucking Ravy Davies Family Bash, you cunt, in fucking Helensburgh Church Hall.
Jen never went to that, actually. Right, okay. Oh, Jesus, hold on, right. It's asking me for my date of birth and everything now because to pay me out, apparently. Pay me out. Oh, they won't fucking sell. I'll be shocked if these sell. Let's see, right.
Sorry, I don't have any information about that. Aye. But I found something similar. Do you want to know, is it normal to get shock all the time?
What? I bet that's what fucking Tony Khan sounds like in a booking meeting. Right, hold on, here we go.
Hey, did I tell you I met this guy called Johnny Freshwater?
Hey, Google, stop.
Ask him who Grado is. Ask if Grado's got to be All Elite Wrestling.
Hey, Google, stop. Hey, Google, is Grado booked for AEW All In? Hey, Google, is Grado booked for AEW All In?
I don't have any information about that.
Oh, he's watching me. Hey, Google, stop. Right, okay, right. You know, it's wanting my address. I didn't realize it would be so involved, this process of selling your tickets for a completely bust wrestling show. Here we go.
Can't believe this is happening.
What do you mean you can't believe this is happening? I was so excited about this.
I wrestled at Paisley.
Working us. I'm telling you, he's working us.
Do you know I wrestled at Paisley Lagoon? Well, that Friday, but the Friday before.
Oh, how'd you get on there?
Absolute disgrace to wrestling.
Who were you wrestling?
Dickie Divers and Aspen Faith.
Did you go over?
Oh, fucking course I went over.
Right, okay.
And then I met Alan McCoy's son at Nando's after that.
It's wanting my driver's license. Can you fucking believe us? This is how hard it is to sell tickets for this fucking show. It wants my driver's license now. Give me one sec.
Made you a pure pass your test, man, before we started this podcast. It was pure funny, remember?
What was that you said?
I'm saying, remember you pure pass your test just before we started this podcast? You were driving down for Helensburgh. Pure 10-2 driving around with the steering wheel, pure.
That's right. It was cute, man.
It was cute.
Can't believe he's selling these tickets, Grado. You're working us, aren't you?
Yeah, Marcus, are you? I'm not working nobody. It's not worth my... I can't be bothered working nobody.
There are two tickets listed right now on Ticketmaster available for sale. Section 120, row 27, seats 254, 255. They're available for you. That's section 120, row 27. That is a good couple of seats right there. Go and have a great time. You're going to see some of your favourites. You're going to see CM Punk. You're going to see Kenny Omega. You're going to see the Young Bucks. You're going to see John Moxley. You're going to see all your favourites in a variety of matches that pulled out your fucking lucky bag. Get the tickets bought. Get on there so I can get my money back. Thank you very much. This has been Wrestling Daft. Grado, it's been a pleasure. And listen, let me tell you something. It's an honour to have you on the show, my brother. And anybody would be honoured to have you on their show, I would say, my
solidarity.
Friend. Anybody would be honoured to have you on the show. The man who sparked the wrestling boom that the whole fucking industry is riding on the new. John, congratulations on your new gig, my man.
Thank you, Rob.
You deserve it. You're one of the hardest working men in the game. And I just want to put it out to the punters. Listen, whatever happens, whatever anybody tells you, you love each other. Okay, do you understand, man?
Out the road.
Up the road, it's yourself.